Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Also, you can follow us on Facebook Live, or you can even text a question into the show on the Yearwood Performance text line at 505-226-1442. That's 226-1442. And thank you to Albuquerque Dragway for helping hook us up with the Facebook Live. But first off, I missed last week, and I wanted to spend a special thanks. I was out at graduation, and of course, had Spencer and Justin Irwin came in and pinched hit, and of course they graduated later that day. So I tried to call in to the show. They didn't know who I was, so I guess they big timed me. And so I wanted to send them a congratulations. Of course, congratulations to all the families out there with all the graduations. Special thanks out to my parents. My parents, for all their support, love and support, for helping get my oldest daughter, through New Mexico Tech. So congratulations to my daughter Allie. And of course, thank you, to my parents. Thank you to all the families. I mean, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is just how important, how much, the families make a big difference. I mean, your friends, family, extended family, that help you get through there. I mean, you got to do the work, but it's the support so that you got time to do the work. So during graduation ceremony, all you high school seniors, all you college, graduates, you know, congratulations, of course, RJ. You're coming up like next year, or is it in the winter that you graduate?
December. I'm just saying 2019, but it's going to be in December 2019. It's almost there.
Well, I was a December graduate, so right there.
We'll take it.
I know. You know, it's not quite the fanfare, and you can either walk early or walk later. Right? You know, I don't remember how that goes, or you just get a job, and you know, because that's what you're going to do the rest of your life. Unless you're lucky enough, you know, to go back and get an extended degree or anything like that. But anyway, I just wanted to say special thanks to all the families, you know, that support the graduates, including my family, Bill and Janice Swope, for all that they do. And of course, Kelly. I mean, Kelly, now, I mean, you're back in it. I mean, you just graduated last year. Now you're going to go back. Yeah, oh, she's nodding. Oh, I was, as a matter of fact, I was listening to Bill Villanucci's show the other day, or earlier this week, and he called you the silent Sal. I guess Sal, when he's on the board, to give Sal credit, and I'll give you credit too, Kelly, they're answering phone calls, they're doing all kinds of other things. I mean, all I have to do is sit here and talk. I mean, you know, that's the easy part. As a matter of fact, RJ, you take care of all of the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. We'll get to it in a second, but now that Kelly's all set. So congratulations on you going back for your master's degree, and I'm glad to hear that you're staying in town. I heard it was to our arch rival, New Mexico State, but you're staying in town and doing that.
Yeah, so New Mexico State has a campus up in Albuquerque, and luckily, the master's program I am going to be in is offered up here. So don't have to move away. I'm already going to be going to New Mexico State. So it
right.
would be even worse for my family if I was going to Las Cruces, too.
Well, you got your family's pretty tight. And likewise, I'm sure that, you know, you've extended to them. Part of your degree and getting it done was just their support, making sure that you had food on the table while you were trying to get that done.
Yeah, of course. So it's been awesome to be able to live at home still and have the full support of my family and you know, even though it's New Mexico State and everyone in my family is a Lobo, they're all very supportive still.
Well, my sister graduated from State, so it's a good school. You know, it's still in New Mexico. That's the best part. All right, so RJ, let us know what's going on with the Unser Racing Museum event calendar.
All right, yeah. So we're going to start off at Albuquerque Dragway, which today they have the Car Club Clash, which the gates open at 4 p.m. for all NM Mopar, Mountain State, VW, SWDRA, Swadra,
yeah,
Duke
got
City
it.
Mustangs, and the Pontiac race. So a lot of great stuff going out at Albuquerque Dragway today, but all preparing up for the Memorial Day Madness, which is going to be next weekend.
That's right, and that's a Friday-Saturday Memorial Day Madness. So catch you up on some points. McKinney Motor Company Super Pro, Angelo Sanchez is your points leader with three races in the season. The fourth points race, of course, is going to be next Saturday. New Signs and Graphics Pro, Mike Stewart is your points leader. Seduction Sportsman's Harley Bull, and in the Torco Race Fuels Junior Dragster, Patrick Miller is starting to stretch out a pretty good lead over Nicole Dixon. And, of course, as I said, next Saturday at the Memorial Day Madness, that's the second day, will be another points race. What's going on the dirt? Because I heard last week that it got rained out. They got part of the show in, but it got rained out.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's not really that much of a occurrence here in New Mexico, but today we're going to have the O'Reilly's Auto Parts presenting the Spring Fling, which is the Clay Oval Racing at 6:30, the non-wing sprints, mini sprints, A-mods, street stocks, and cruisers are all going to be back on the Clay Oval Racing. So that's going to be out in the dirt. Also, the SMRI track day will be today, followed by the race day, which will be tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course, that's on the road course for motorcycles, and that's a pretty cool event. And what else is going on with motorcycles?
Yeah, so motorcycles, so Sandia Motocross, they had the Loretta Wynn qualifiers last week, so round four will be June 1st, which will have practice day, and then the second will be a race day for the Moriarty Motocross race series.
Right, and of course, you know, whenever you think about racing or performance or anything, you got to think about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, you're home for go-fast parts, giving you edge on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition system, gauges and accessories included, the largest selection of hoses and fitting. And, of course, the thing I always forget is the fuel. And so Torco Racing Fuel, ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, on the east side at 341 Eubank, and on the west side here at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. All right, I'm not going to hold you up anymore. What do we got going on in car shows, man?
So some great car shows going on, a lot there going on today. So May 18th is the AT&SF, the 2926 steam locomotive is actually going to have their 75th birthday party, which is going to be a great event out at 8th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. It's a 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. event. So there's going to be, it's a birthday party, guys. Ice cream, birthday cake, soft drinks, bring homemade cards, or you can make your own at the site. And this is all to kind of expire, the steam locomotives and the historians of the railroad. So 75 years, so that's in 1944, if my math is correct.
Sure, I don't know. It's too early to do math, but this is one little tidbit of I'm going to know. Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. That's what AT&SF stands for. And steam locomotive, that's just brute power. That's awesome. You got to go check that out. New Mexico Steam Locomotive and Railroad Historical Society. How awesome is that? All right, looks like we've got a bunch of other shows, so we're going to have to extend this segment just a little bit. So let's see how far we can get, bro.
All right, so if you're going out east, it's going to be the 8th annual car show at the Russell's Truck Center in Endy, New Mexico, which is, like I said, right next to the border of Texas, a little east.
Oh, yeah.
We have the NSRA Appreciation Day and Picnic, which is going to be at the Chula Vista Park out in Farmington, so great events out there. Farmington also has an event tomorrow, May 19th, at the Sunray Casino Car Show.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a free event from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so a great afternoon event at Farmington. Great car shows going out there.
Yep.
And we also have a big one coming up, which Sunday, May 19th, is the 35th Annual New Mexico Car Council and Albuquerque Museum Car Show. So it's going to be on 2000 Mountain Road, Northwest in Albuquerque. Open to all makes and models, trophies for the 1989 and older thing. And the theme is going to be actually vintage trucks. So it's free public admission, model car and toy show, and auto arts exhibits, all in the museum. So great event going out that's sponsored by the Car Council.
Oh, that is a fantastic show, by the way. And it's also open to vintage people.
Yeah. I mean,
from five to 105, some pretty neat stuff. And the cool thing about like when you the different groups and different people that get out there is the stories that you hear about the vehicles and the how long they took to build it, or better yet, how long that they waited to get that one that was the car to have when they were a teen. Hey, but thank you for the calendar there, man. I mean, that's great. Of course, we got some Pro Series stuff that's going to come up on the other side. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hola, Albuquerque. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply, AJ Foyt Racing. Estás escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap. De la ESPN Radio 1017 de ti.
Did you know that there's a local GEICO agent in your area? It's true. Hi, I'm Jay LaPierre, your local GEICO agent here in Albuquerque. My staff and I would love to help you save on your car, home, motorcycle, boat, RV insurance, and more. My local GEICO office is located at 5318 Manal Boulevard Northeast, just two blocks east of San Mateo. Stop by our office, visit geico.com/Albuquerque, or call us at 265-1600 to see how much you could save today.
New Mexico United Soccer. More than a team, this is a family.
We wanted so badly, so desperately to do this for Justin and his family and to honor his dad, and we honored him in the best way possible.
You better not be the one to doubt us.
We had 2-0!
We gonna blow your own mind.
What a win with the goalie! We had, and it's 3-0!
We gonna blow your own mind.
New Mexico United Soccer on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
We gonna blow your own mind.
Look like us. We bet you hear those ads where they say, come on by and get a free eye exam and two pair of glasses for just pocket change. You get there, and it's a different story. Call Casey Optical on Lomas, because we don't treat your eye care like a surprise game. Casey Optical has a wide range of pricing to fit your needs. Our friendly professional staff will consult with you and help you find the best answers for your eyes. Casey Optical in Lomas carries fine fashion eyewear from Oliver Peoples, Salt, Pro Design, Oakley, Maui Jim, Gwen Stefani, and more. And you'll love the personal service you get from Dr. Christine Neffen and the Casey Optical staff serving Albuquerque for over 60 years. So for the most advanced high-definition vision technology, professional eye exams, glasses, and the friendly care you deserve, call Casey Optical in Lomas near Washington. Call 265-8846.
For the ultimate adrenaline rush, take flight on the Apache Windrider Zip Tour at Ski Apache, one of the longest zip lines in the world, or Apache Eagle Zip Rider at the End of the Mountain Gods, where you will soar over the majestic Lake Mescalero. What are you waiting for? Endofthemountaingods.com.
Matt Adelsberger here, owner of Water Extraction Experts. Unfortunate flood, fire damage, or possible mold in your home or business? Call us, the Water Extraction Experts. Providing service within the hour, friendly and professional technicians. Please think locally owned and operated. Water Extraction Experts, 250-6500.
Due to strong sales the last few months, we've earned almost 600 new Toyotas available at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. With factory incentives of up to $4,000, including loyalty cash, along with dealer savings of $3,500, that's a total of up to $7,500 off MSRP. Plus, there are Uber, college grad, and military rebates available. Visit us or go to toyotaabq.com for all the details. It's the best time to get a new vehicle at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod scene. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it, with a wall full of carburetors, fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges, hoses and fittings. Everything you need, including Torco Race Fuel, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, on the west side. Buy local, save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com.
ESPN Radio 1017 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And John Force wheeled his Peak Chevrolet Funny Car to head of the field during Friday qualifying at Virginia's NHRA Nationals. 16-time champion ran a track record 3.899, second pass at 321.88 to get halfway to his first pole of the season. So thought we would start off this morning by talking a little drag racing. We're going to actually go up to Bandimere, up outside Denver, and catch up with Lyle Greenberg. How you doing this morning, Lyle?
Good morning. How are you, David?
I'm doing fantastic. So I know you've been working your tail off. The off season didn't go quite as planned to get as much done. But how are things looking up at Bandimere with the? You put the altered body on your Nitro Funny Car. How is that going?
Well, it's going good. Yeah, we put the altered body on so we could run with the fuel altered show up here at Denver at Bandimere. There's 9 Nitro Fuel Altereds, which are the wild and crazy cars that everybody loves to watch and everything. It's cold up here, though. We tried to make a pass last night. It rained a lot of the day yesterday afternoon, and the track crew up here, they're great. They were able to get the track dried and everything, but it was just really, really cold. We went out to make a hit, and I stepped on the gas, and it just went right up into smoke, even though I had backed it down a whole lot.
Wow, and I mean, does everything drop to the pit of your stomach? I mean, when that happens, you're like, oh man, all the time, or did you just regroup like you always do?
No, well, you know, we'll just regroup. We're not gonna make any more test runs or anything, so we'll just go right into the show this evening. First run's at 7 o'clock. The weather forecast is looking like rain during the day today, but by the time we run this evening, it should be clear, but it'll be chilly again. So I got to figure out how to get this thing down the track without it smoking the tires.
Well, we talk a lot about the difference between the track here in Albuquerque with the altitude. How much different is the adjustment when you run out of Bandimere and you know, it's closer in altitude than saying, you know, going down to like a sea level and some of the tracks out in California?
Right. Yeah. The fuel system we use up here in Denver is pretty much the same. I mean, the track's altitude is 500 feet higher than Albuquerque. It's 5,800 feet here. When we first started looking at the air yesterday afternoon, though, the density altitude was 8,400 feet, which is pretty high. Certainly no higher than we see sometimes in Albuquerque, though. By the time we ran last night, it was down to, just over 6,000 feet because it was like 46 degrees or something like that. But again, the fuel system is very, very similar to what we would run in Albuquerque. But I had the timing wet back way down. We had clutch out of the car, and it still was just, it was too hopped up.
How much of a difference is there, between, running the altered body and the funny car body?
Well, that's a great question, and I wish I knew the answer to it. we tried to make a couple of runs in Albuquerque 2 weeks ago, and the track didn't cooperate on one, and on the other one, I just didn't have quite the right tune-up on it. And then with the run last night was, again, to hopefully see what would be the difference with the altered body, and we didn't get down the track again. So I'm still not sure.
Yeah, and of course, when we were talking earlier this week, you were also talking about the difference between having a wing and not having a wing on the altered. I guess this is truly pioneering. I mean, you're really like going, this is such a throwback that you're actually kind of experimenting as you're at the track. I mean, that's really old school, man.
Well, it is, and unfortunately, I wouldn't even call it pioneering as much as just we ran out of time. I mean, the car should have a wing on it. I wish it had a wing on it. We just ran out of time. We're going to run it without the wing. Hopefully, it doesn't bite us in the you-know-where, and we'll see what happens. The car should actually be faster as a fuel altered because, heck, I think it's probably 250 pounds lighter with this really light altered body on the car.
Wow. And you'll have to, pedal that, make the adjustments for that as well. So,
yep.
I want to make the announcement. So, next week, you and I are going to actually go out to the drag strip, and we're going to film and we're going to try and edit us down to an hour. Now, you know how hard that is. We're going to go and cover the Memorial Day Madness, get as many interviews as we can, and then they're going to air it on ProView. And so, just talk to me a little bit about, kind of how exciting that'll be to actually, and one, are we going to get good interviews or are people going to run from you? I got to know.
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not they just went out and made a good run and want to talk to us, or they went out and made a bad run and don't want to talk to us because they don't want to tell us what went wrong.
Right.
But yeah, it'll be exciting. I can't wait to do that. I know all those guys in the rod class and a lot of the bracket racers out there and stuff, and it'll be kind of fun to be talking to them in a little bit more of an official capacity instead of me just shooting the bullets.
Well, I'm hoping that they'll see it as the same. They just won't realize that maybe we have a microphone and a camera in their face.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll see the difference. But yeah, we'll get to the bottom of anything that happens, good or bad.
Yeah. Well, when's the next time we're going to see the altered or the funny car here in Albuquerque?
Well, actually coming right up on June the 8th. Jeff Algarra has his all-out call-out event out there.
Awesome.
And he's going to have me out there with the Corvette body, the Cone Hunter funny car body. And we'll be running Ray Stringer in his Lone Scentless. It'll be my Nitro Hemi against his Nitro Chevy.
Wow.
We're going to do one run, probably right around dusk. And it should be a hoot. Two Nitro cars at Albuquerque. What a deal.
Okay, so have you done this before with the all-out call-out?
I have not done the all-out call-out. Ray did it last year just making singles.
Okay.
This year we're going to do side-by-sides and try to put on just a great show.
All right, well, definitely talk to Ray. We want to get all the... Because you know when Jim Costa went out there, it didn't go well with a Corvette. So I want to make sure that you're okay.
It didn't go well for Jim, and I have joked a little bit about back in the 70s when a Corvette body like mine was the current state-of-the-art deal or something, there was actually something called the Corvette curse.
Oh, no.
It seemed like every Nitro funny car that had a Corvette body, it didn't end well for them. And since then, the body I've got has a whole lot more aero stuff on it, a lot more downforce on the rear of it and stuff like that. But I can remember back then, they called it the Corvette curse.
Oh, wow. Wow. So look at that. Bring in the information. Hey, Lyle, thank you for joining us this morning, and look forward to seeing you out at the track next weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll see you then.
All right. That's Lyle Greenberg. Is running up at Bandimere this weekend, but you can follow him on Facebook, Lyle Greenberg, and see all the cool things that are going up on there. Had a quick question on the tech line. Somebody was asking about how things are coming down south with the Votto track. And let me tell you, that is just from the pictures I'm seeing on Facebook, that is going to be an incredible track when it's done. All of the state-of-the-art features, and of course, we know Royal Jones doesn't do anything halfway, so it's going to be awesome. But it's coming. I mean, and we'll know exactly at that time. But right now, we know it's inching along. We know it's a little behind schedule, but it's getting there. But thank you for sending the question, Robert. Thank you for sending the question on the Yearwood Performance text line. Really appreciate that. All right, so just give you a quick note. Clay Milliken, top qualifier in Top Fuel. Your Pro Stock low time qualifier, Jason Line, and Pro Stock motorcycle low time qualifier, Matt Smith, heading into the Virginia NHRA race. And we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some motorcycles. We're going to talk some more car shows later in the show, so stay tuned. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Swope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsports Report.
Experience luxury at Land Rover Albuquerque. Lease a new 2019 Range Rover Velar for $699 a month for 36 months. Visit one of New Mexico's only Land Rover dealerships and take advantage of exceptional savings today. Online at LandRoverAlbuquerque.com. Land Rover, above and beyond. Stock number KE212085, 10,000 miles per year, $6,589 due at signing. Includes $49.95 down payment, zero security deposit, plus tax, tax and title to well-qualified buyers through Land Rover Finance. See dealer for details, ends 5/31/19.
Hi, this is David Dominguez, Vice President and GM for ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Anyone who knows me knows I'm passionate about working out. It's a stress reliever and energy booster. I'm selective about where I work out, and sports and wellness is my home gym. The staff is friendly, encouraging, and the environment is welcoming. The equipment is state-of-the-art, and I can power lift, row, run, push sleds, Olympic lift, or I can relax in the indoor or outdoor pool with family, or play basketball or racquetball with friends. Oh, and the locker rooms are the best in the city. Trust me, you're going to love sports and wellness.
Hate having to drive to urgent care? What if urgent care came to you? We do. Introducing Medic Buddy, the 21st century house call. For more information, visit medicbuddy.com or call 505-738-4100.
Andrea Maestas here with Live Nation VIP Premium and Box Seating at Isleta Amphitheater. Remember, you can purchase a pair of VIP season tickets as close as the first row. The 2019 concert season is now on sale. Call me for details. 452-5103. 452-5103.
Every sports bar has TVs, not everyone has great food. Gecko's Bar and Tapas has been voted Albuquerque's best bar food and best appetizers by both the Alibi and Local IQ. Enjoy the MLB package all season long on 11 HD TVs. Award-winning lunch specials with dog-friendly patios at both locations. Happy hour 4 to 7 at Gecko's Bar and Tapas, Knob Hill on Central, and Academy east of San Mateo.
Let your golf game soar at Isleta Golf Club. It's the Southwest's premier golfing destination. Annual memberships, range golf memberships are available, and enjoy twilight and sundown rates as well. June 4th is Women's Golf Day at Isleta Golf Club. Women can play for $40 before 3 and only $20 after 3. Each paid green fee has a chance for great prizes. It's Women's Golf Day, June 4th, and great golf all the time at Isleta Golf Club. Call 848-1900 or book your tee time online at isleta.com.
Looking to add instant curb appeal to your home or business? Sinlawn of New Mexico offers a wide variety of artificial turf options that save water, are hassle-free, and look unbelievably natural. Sinlawn offers expert installation, outstanding customer service, and products made in the USA. Sinlawn partners with U.S. Green Tech's Envirofill to make your artificial turf look and feel great. Ask about our professional landscaping services to complete the look. Sinlawn of New Mexico. Call for a free estimate. 890-8889. 890-8889.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And next weekend is Memorial Day, and it seems early to me. I you know, it just seems like it came so fast. And yet, you know, I mean, it's the start of summer. I mean, you know, of course you got the Indy 500, and to me that was always like the start of the racing season. And already we're at the All-Star race tonight for NASCAR, and the season's already going. And it seemed like just yesterday it was Super Nationals. I mean, remember we were out there hanging out, having a good time. Speaking of Super Nationals, joining us now is Reggie Tibbetts. How you doing this morning, Reggie?
Good morning.
It probably doesn't feel like Super Nationals was just yesterday to you, because how much work it is. But talk about, I mean, you got your next show coming up next weekend out at Route 66 Casino, the Deck of Cards show, and tell us a little bit about it.
You know, it does seem like yesterday, by the way, because we're still working on Super Nationals from last year, and we're already working on Super Nationals for next year. So
yeah,
it's always a going thing. But no, we've got our big show coming up this Memorial Day weekend. It's a Saturday-Sunday show. It's our 2019 Deck of Cards charity show. And you know, in the past, we've raised money for leukemia, lymphoma.
Yeah.
This year, we're switching over and raising money for Multiple Sclerosis Society. Last year, the show raised over $10,000 for the charity, and we're hoping to do the same this year.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I mean, you could probably share more than anybody. I mean, you and Matt, kind of the king of the car shows, if you will. But I talk about this all the time, that how generous the car community is in this town. They always rally around an event, and it doesn't surprise me at all. And you'll probably break that $10,000. Talk a little bit about the generosity of our car community.
Yeah, so, you know, when it doesn't, you know, there's a lot of car shows around, but obviously charity car shows draw a lot of people, and a lot of people are willing to commit and contribute to those things. And just so you know, in about, we're not sure, I think it was a 7 or 8 year span when we started switching a bunch of our car shows over to charity, the total was over $110,000 for the 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
And although that came through our organization, it only came because of the people that come to the show, participate in the show, contribute at the shows. So it's all about the car community. You know, we hosted the event, but they're the ones that really the donation comes through.
Yeah, you kind of the DJ for the party, right? Not to take anything away from Steve, but you kind of, you know, put the party on and people show up. If somebody's listening and they've never been to one before, they want to get involved, what's the best way to get information on the show?
Well, they can call us directly, obviously. We don't have a website for this one, you know, we have our regular phone numbers we use here. This show, just so you know, by the way, has about probably upwards of about $1,000 in cash awards.
Wow.
And the first 200 entries, which is a great thing, receive almost $100 package. You get two tickets to the Spinners. You get the event t-shirt, an event dash plaque, and also the restaurant discount coupons for your $30 entry. So it's a great opportunity to contribute and still get a great package for supporting the charity.
Well, thank you for talking about that. I mean, Route 66 has been such a great partner. Route 66 Casino, Resort and Casino has been such a big partner for you guys. I mean, give them a little bit of love about their staff and to the extent they go to support having all the people that just invade their parking lot and hopefully go in and gamble and enjoy the facilities.
Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of great restaurants. They've got a brand new buffet now that's unbelievable. You've got to see it to believe it.
Yeah. They've
got a lot of different food than they normally have in the past, and a great deal there. But yeah, the casino's been a great supporter of not only the Super Nationals, but all of our summer events as well. And Skip Sayer, who's the main marketing guy there, is the person that is sort of the one that he's our go-to guy. And, of course, from there, we've got all the top staff and also the president of the corporation as well. But they're car-type people. They enjoy having, you know, the cars and the events out there. And they're very supportive by digging deep into their pockets. I mean, where else can you go to a car show and get almost a $100 package for $30 to enter? You know, they give away 400 tickets to this show. It's a great deal.
That's fantastic, and you're not kidding about that buffet. I mean, that's as good as any of the best buffets in Vegas. I mean, it is fantastic, and if you don't eat for a week and you go there and you eat, man, you can load up. I mean, you can, you know, the value is absolutely there. I must be speaking from experience, but anyway, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the concept, the deck of cards. What's involved with that?
Yeah, so we have over 300 awards, as I mentioned a minute ago. And then what we do is we, if this is, you know, titled our deck of cards or deck of cars, show, and basically what we do is we pick 52 vehicles. We pick a handful of the best of shows, and then we do a drawing, and we pick from each of the categories of, you know, sports, Corvettes, trucks, motorcycles, street rods, you name it. So everybody gets a chance to be on the deck of cards. We pick 52 of those vehicles. They're photographed, and then they go on the deck of cards for the 2020 deck of cards for this next year.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, what a cool concept and way to tie car and cards together. Very, very smart. I know this is a tough question for you, but I was just curious, what is your favorite car of all time?
I drive 66 Chevy 2s. I've owned about 15 or more of them over the years, and but we're Volkswagen people as well. My wife has a Volkswagen bus, and we've got old Volkswagen split windows and oval windows, and we've been restoring Volkswagens and Chevy 2s our whole life. As you probably know, Matt's the Mopar guy.
Yep.
And I always kid around. I was the one that should have been in the Mopars, because on every Mopar you got an RT, and my initials are RT. So
correct.
I think I went with the wrong brand, but it's been a lot of fun, and he has a lot of cool cars as well.
Well, there's a certain irony there to me, because I won a championship in a VW Beetle, and my first street rod was a 67 Nova SS. So we've got a connection there. I mean, I totally get what you're talking about. But you got a lot of different cars that come out to the shows. Do you have any pre-registrations? Can you send us a little love as what's coming next weekend?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, we pre-registered to 200, and then we just let it flow from there, whoever comes in afterwards. But we're already up in the high 160s right now. So there's about 30 packages left for the spinners and the T-shirt and dash black and so forth. Then after that, we'll still have things for the people that come in after that period of time. But only the first 200 get the tickets, and then we'll have other giveaways and goodies for those that come after that point.
Well, that's fantastic, because, I mean, you know that Albuquerque is a walk-up town. I mean, nobody RSVPs. I don't know what it is, you know. And, I mean, when I ran the track, it was the same thing. I mean, we never knew. And the weird part, too, was when it would be raining in Albuquerque, it would be sunny out there. And I'm sure you experience that all the time. And people going, oh, I'm not gonna come out, it's raining. And you're like, what? It's not raining here. You know, and it's just that, do you ever do like a rain dance or anything? I mean, make sure that, you know, it doesn't come, or is that a word that's not in your vocabulary?
We don't look at the weather. We don't think about the weather. You know, when you've got a strong investment and a big investment in a lot of these types of events, and they have to go on that date no matter what it is, we just go for it. And I can tell you that we've had rain a few times, actually multiple times at some of the shows. But it has not stopped those people from bringing their cars out and having a good time. Because, as you know, even if it does rain in Albuquerque, it's a 7-minute thing, and it's, you know, you're off to sunshine after that. So.
That's absolutely true. All right, Reggie, I wish you luck on your show. It's always great. Thank you for the invitation for us to come out. We'll see if we can marshal the troops and have a little booth out there. But thank you so much for coming on this morning.
I appreciate it as well. And by the way, great job you do on your station, and just all the efforts of reaching out to all the different people. You know, it's highly appreciated. But I was also a little bit jealous. That was a great commercial there with Henry Winkler as I was waiting to come on board. So good. I don't know how you scored that, but that was a good job.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you helped me score that. I mean, you know, he was at Super Nationals, and we just asked him, and he was very gracious.
He's a good guy.
I do want to give you a little love for that. I mean, on addition, everything that you do with Super Nationals and all the things that you bring in, and the special people, and I mean, and Henry Winkler was like way up there for me. I mean, because I come from that era of the Fonz.
Cool.
And that was really cool.
Hey, one last thing, reaching out also for Steve Hadu and so forth. He'll be out there playing all his music like he usually does at the show.
Oh, yeah.
So those that have been to events know that he's a big part of the event. And, you know, his music is what makes our shows. So we really appreciate him having being there and contributing to the events as well.
Absolutely. Giving some love to the hairdo. As a matter of fact, I jokingly say it's not a car show unless Steve's there, which is ironic because, you know, I host a couple of car shows and we haven't had Steve there, so apparently we're not a car show. But hey,
did you hear Jim Costa is going to be out there with his Impala as well?
Really?
Yeah, he's bringing the Impala out. It's hard to get Jim out because he's so busy with the racing and so forth, but he's coming out the event with his Impala, and it's going to be representing Yearwood Performance out there the whole weekend.
Well, that's fantastic because he went to Cabo instead of coming to my show. But I'm gonna turn the table on him. He's actually going to host a New Mexico Motorsports Report first weekend in June. And I think that he might bring Steve Haydu in, and they may take over this radio station, and we may play music the whole time and not actually talk about anything. But
very cool.
Hey man, you have a great show. Look forward to seeing you next weekend. All right,
that was
Reggie Tibbetts. Of course, next weekend show out at Route 66 Casino Hotel. All right, man, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. I mean, we're gonna be talking about another big event. If you wanted to go north, in case it gets hot here again, I don't even know what's going on with the weather. It's hot, it's cold, it doesn't matter. But if you wanted to head north, go up to Red River, do the Channon Circle, and stop in Red River, we're gonna have a big event. And on the other side, Indian Motorcycle is gonna be in the studio. Is gonna tell us all about how to get involved. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to the ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Guess what?
What's that, Sugar Plum?
Calibers is offering a summer membership for only $99.
Huh?
And with every membership purchase, you'll receive $25 towards the classic Calibers, $25 to Los Pinos Fly Shop, $25 off your Osteo Strong membership, and $25 off the Daily Grind Cafe after 5 p.m.
I spend $99 for a summer membership at Calibers, and I get $100 credit towards Calibers and other merchants at Calibers Center on Cutler?
Leonard, you're quick. Offer good during May only.
Tee it up at the Golf Mart now through June 15th and demo the new Ping G410 Woods and Irons and register for your chance to win. Six lucky grand prize winners will score a VIP fitting for a new driver and putter at the Ping facility, a tour of Ping including the Ping Gold Putter Vault plus two rounds of golf. First prize winners from each store will receive a Ping Hofer Light Stand Bag. So stop by today and demo the new Ping G410 Woods and Irons for your chance to win big at the Golf Mart, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The City of Grants is ready for tourism season, and there's 66 fun things to do in Cibola County on Old Route 66. Just a short hour drive away, and it makes for the perfect weekend getaway. Take the family to camp at the Blue Water State Park and Lake. Check out Wild West Days Rodeo. Run the Mount Taylor 50K. See their Native American Basket Array art display. Or you can just take a photo under the famous 66 Neon Arch, and there's so much more. Check out cityofgrants.net. Again, that's cityofgrants.net. And use your free time to explore Grants.
Attention all football players, this is Carl with Air Brew Air, the most comprehensive football position-specific training in New Mexico. We have a limited number of spots at each position to train with us this summer. Join us for our nights of training, May 17th through the 23rd. Each night will be devoted to a specific football position to see what we're all about. We train at the premier football training facility in New Mexico, 8 Grady's Performance Center. Our coaches have over 63 years of combined football experience. For position-specific nights and information, visit 8grady's.com.
Joe O'Neill from my friends at Bullseye Golf. Whether you're a beginner or scratch player, there's only one place to go for your golf needs, Bullseye Golf. They're locally owned and operated and named Golf Digest Top 100 Club Fitter the last 8 years. Bullseye uses TrackMan technology and can help everyone with their club fitting needs, from beginner to scratch player. Bullseye also has the largest selection of clubs, bags, shoes, and golf accessories in the state. Bullseye Golf, celebrating 43 years in the Hoffmantown Shopping Center.
Do you want to change your drinking? The ABQ Treat Study is looking for volunteers between the ages of 22 and 55 to participate in a research study examining how the brain, behavior, and emotions change after alcohol treatment. You will attend 12 weekly treatment sessions and receive up to $440 to complete surveys and brain imaging over 15 months. For more details or to schedule an appointment, call ABQ Treat at 505-633-8861. 505-633-8861.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2019 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 56 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2019 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman's, and Junior Dragsters. The 2019 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts coming up on deck. At 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Scott Galletti and James Yonas. I guess they're coming live from the state 5A baseball championship, and we'll be going to that immediately after at 11 a.m. Join in progress. We got golf. Talk about, I mean, a cross-section high school baseball to PGA golf. And then of course, 7 p.m., we're going to go NBA, Warriors-Blazers, Game 3. I mean, that's diverse, because you're going from the New Mexico Motorsports Report, which less than 1% of the population cares about motorsports. No, I'm just kidding. I think we're up to 5%. I think we're up to 5%. So I don't want to sell us short, but I don't know. I think about the month of May, and of course having that liner, Al Unser Senior, you know, with 4 victories, and of course Helio Castroneves trying to go for his 4th, and of course one of my favorite guests, Mike Gaior. Can we just talk a couple of minutes about Formula One before we go?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So you know they're talking about, this is how ridiculous motorsports is. I mean, Mercedes has been so completely dominant right now. And the headline, actually, yesterday on the 17th, can Mercedes keep the super team together? Lewis Hamilton, 112 points. Valtteri Bottas, 105 points. Verstappen, all the way back at 66 points. And the headline is, can Mercedes keep the super team together? What is wrong? See, this is what's wrong with motorsports. So let me tell you, why is Vettel in 4th at 64 points?
Well, the last race, the politics, did you see the politics between Ferrari? It was when are they going to let each other pass each other?
Right.
It's just thick. I mean, the thickness of politics in Formula One is unparalleled.
Yeah, absolutely. All the more reason to get an Indian motorcycle, right? Because you can get out there and just the politics go away.
Oh.
I mean, you just get out and ride. And of course, I was joking with you about your long sleeves, and you're going to go out and ride today. But, you know, when you arrive wherever you are, I mean, you're probably going to have to get down to short sleeves, because that's the beautiful time of year in New Mexico.
You know, with all the water we had this year, everything is just in bloom. Everything is green. We're going down to Mountain Air here. We're going to leave about 10:30 from the dealership, and we're going to come back to Chilly and the area. It's just spectacular riding. Of all the things we have in New Mexico, the views for riding is just unparalleled.
Absolutely. And of course, next week, I mean, because it starts during the week, is it like a 5-day festival in Red River? And of course, get out there, you can do the Enchanted Circle. And I was joking, telling you about a couple years ago, my wife and I decided we're gonna go for a drive, we're gonna do the Enchanted Circle, and we'll come around the corner to Red River, and the street is just packed with motorcycles.
Right.
And it was like, what happened? You know, I mean, it's like you took over the city. Talk a little bit about Indian Motorcycles' involvement in the event in Red River next week.
Well, it actually starts Wednesday. We have at the dealership, we're going to have, you know, Warrant, the hairband Warrant,
yes!
Who is going to be playing up there on Friday night. They're going to have Lita Ford on Saturday night. Warrant's going to be playing on Friday night. We're going to have Robert Mason, the lead singer at the dealership, doing
awesome.
A meet and greet from 2 to 5 on Wednesday, the 22nd. So come out, meet him. And then on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a ride going up to Red River.
Right.
And he's going to lead that ride. So you get to hang out, maybe stop along the way, get something to eat.
But then during the rally, it's going to be a big event. We have a demo truck coming up to the rally.
Wow.
So you're going to be able to ride Indian motorcycles, and you're going to check out the torque of riding an Indian motorcycle up Bobcat Pass, right?
Awesome.
So you can get on the bike, roll it on, lug it, put it in low gear, and just roll on throttle and feel the incredible torque that these bikes create.
Well, I was on the website 2 days ago, and it amazed me to see the variety, but yet the consistency of any motorcycle style. There's a little bit, you know, I mean, for the guys that like the baggers, I mean, you got some really, really good-looking products, but then all the way down to guys that, you know, I'm kind of more of a scout guy, you know. I mean,
right.
I kind of like it stripped down, a little more plain. I mean, talk a little bit about, I mean, the culture that you guys have been able to maintain with Indian Motorcycle.
Well, you know, the Indian is a legacy brand that's coming back, and it's evolving very, very quickly. So they've come out with the heritage-type looking bikes initially, and now they've got some more modern bagger bikes. So they have a little bit more edge to them,
yep.
A little bit more of the modern design. They have 3 modes of mapping on the ignition. So if you want to go sport mode, you're going to have a really quick response. If you want to go tour mode, then you can just kind of mellow out and listen to the music. But yeah, you mentioned with the Scout, and also the big deal is the new FTR 1200 based on the race bikes. We just started receiving them. We have a demo bike in the FTR 1200, which is what they're calling a street tracker.
Yeah.
It has a composite built by Dunlop for that tire that looks like a flat track tire, but it's great. It holds up on the street. It's an incredible bike. So all the way from the Scouts all the way up to the touring bikes, Indian Motorcycle has just invested tremendously in kind of making their catalog fill the need of what you're looking for.
Well, I think that, and we've talked about this before, the fact that they stay true to the culture. I mean, it's focused on the Indian Motorcycle fan. So, I mean, you're building and staying true to that. Of course, the flat tracker, you know, I mean, you know, I'm all over that. I still kind of come back sometimes as like 1200 though. I mean, that's too much bike for me. You know, I mean, can I say that as a motorsport guy? Can I say that's too much for me?
Well, you know, on a dirt track, it may be a big bike, but
right.
Once you get on the street, 1200 cc's and in the motor that they have it in, it's what you want. You want
okay.
to be able to have the ability to kind of roll on, get yourself jazzed up about the acceleration,
right.
But also if you need to kind of get out of somebody's way, you can do it very easily. And it's a big enough bike that it holds its line very well, even when you're getting buffeted by the wind.
Well, because we on the show, we talk a little MotoGP too, as well. And of course, you know, they're racing at the track at Le Mans this weekend. And I always talk about, like, you know, the 750s and the 1200s there. But to me, that RZ350 was always big enough. I mean, you know, I mean, it was like, I don't know if I want to go 200, you know, 300 miles an hour with my knee rubbing on the ground. I mean, that's just me. Yeah. Race here. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, what was your dirt track experience?
I watch the Isle of Man every year, and I say, absolutely no way. When those guys G out, when they're kind yep. of feet away from those rock walls, I go, okay, that's my limit. I will not go there.
Right. Absolutely. So what's it like being kind of like the ringleader down there? With all that addiction, I mean, you know.
Well, you know what? The personality.
You're a drug dealer, Mike.
The personality is just incredible, and everyone has their own personality, and you kind of, as long as we're going in the right direction, I'm not gonna get involved in it. But if there has to be something to be said about Indian, is the fan of the brand. It just brings a lot of enthusiasm.
Right.
And, you know, and sometimes you get questions about the 1942 side valve introduction. I'm kind of going, boy, that I've learned more from our fans
right, exactly.
than I have reading about it.
No, I totally agree. I learn more from my guests. You know, I mean, because I really don't know much. I mean, I know how to push that button and bring you in. I mean,
right.
Other than that, I mean, I'm just talking.
Well, you know, the ownership of the DuPont family, when they were bringing those colors into
right.
the bikes, there's history and there's stories that, you know, one of my best questions to get to elicit that is, hey, what's yours or what's your family's history with the brand? And boy, it's amazing what it is.
Well, and I've shared my history with the brand. I mean, it was my first motorcycle. So actually, it was probably my first motorized vehicle. I mean, because, you know, I mean, the carts came later. Of course, sorry to say it had a Yamaha on it, but, you know, I mean, Indian wasn't making, you know, 125cc go-kart motor at the time. But anyway, we're out of time, so I'm going to give you a quick second.
Well, we got the Veterans Wellness Center Rehab Center up in Angel Fire that they're raffling off a Chief Dark Horse. So you can buy tickets until Wednesday at the dealership, and then you'd have to buy them up in Red River. But that's $10 ticket for a 2019 Chief Dark Horse. So that's an incredible, incredible gift to raise funds for a very worthy cause that we're just so happy to support. And, you know, Indian goes away back a long way with the military, and this is a great way to kind of help them out.
That's fantastic. Hey, thank you. Can they go on their website, your website, and get more information on that?
You can go to the website, but you also go to Red River Realty, and that's who's helping out with that project. But it's the Veterans Wellness and Rehab Center. Come by, pick up a ticket. It's a great cause. Get lucky, walk away with a brand new bike.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for coming on this morning. And remind you to tune in next Saturday. We'll have a whole new show. Even though it's Memorial Saturday, we'll be here. And thank you for listening. You've been listening to Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.